1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, you have a son. It's a tough deal. That's what we're doing.
Jay Santos, Jay of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, is joining us right now from out on the road, I guess, Jay. What you guys are doing is doing some mall surveillance today. Now, the Citizens Auxiliary Police is a volunteer police agency out of the South Bay in Los Angeles, and you guys are out as a volunteer force.
Yes, Phil, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, not to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
Citizens Auxiliary Police is a... we are a volunteer force, but we are out in force to assist the police and sort of just keep an eye on what's going on and take a peek over their shoulder. The police, I think at times, probably even they would admit, are a little overwhelmed. So we take a peek over their shoulder and make sure that...
But you guys are not police officers.
That's your read, okay?
Well, you guys are not... All right, let me just... You're volunteer police officers, is that correct?
We are volunteer police officers, but we do utilize constitutional right of citizen's arrest, if that's what you're asking.
All right, let's get to what's going on now. You're going from mall to mall, checking out the situation with regard to kids, Santa Clauses, and the security there?
I'll tell you right now, Phil. Stand by. Right, we're over near the Del Amo Mall right now. My son, Justin, and you know Justin, he's only 3 years old.
I do know your son, yeah.
Was watching the evening news the other night. He was sitting with his father, sitting with me, and sitting with his mommy watching the news. And he's young, and he doesn't know what's really going on over the news. But something happened I don't think I'm ever going to forget as long as I'm a father and as long as I am a man who loves his son and a man who loves his country. My son saw a picture of Osama bin Laden on the news. They had shown a picture of him as part of the FBI's ongoing campaign to round up terrorists. And I'll never forget my little boy pointing at the screen when the picture of Osama bin Laden came up, Phil. And I hope you can hear me.
Yes, I can. You're driving and...
We're driving and doing some surveillance. He pointed at the picture of Osama bin Laden, and he said, Santa Claus, Santa Claus. He pointed at Osama and he said, Santa...
Your son looked at the Osama bin Laden picture.
That is correct.
And he thought he was looking at Santa Claus?
That is correct. Phil, I got to...
Wow.
I got to tell you, I could feel my guts turning inside out. The son of a law enforcement officer sees Osama bin Laden and Santa Claus as the same person. I don't know how many millions of kids are doing the same thing right now, but if a three-year-old child mistakes the picture of Osama bin Laden for Santa Claus, I think there are some things we can do as parents. There are some things we can do as the Citizens Auxiliary Police and interested law enforcement to minimize the negative effect that it's going to have on our children. And we are talking about now our children, Phil.
Well, Osama bin Laden, it doesn't look a lot like Santa Claus.
Well, you're an adult, and you see what you see it as an adult. But a child sees the beard, and he sees the man, and he thinks that's Santa Claus. So we have some problems, and we have the problem of the Taliban, which, of course, our country's been fighting. We've got a lot of different problems, and it all goes back to, I think, an area that we can control. As you know, the Taliban wears the beard, and that has represented oppression for a long time. And I think that's what Justin saw. I think that's what my son saw, was the similar...
So you think the beard on Osama bin Laden and the beard on Santa Claus...
I think that's probably what it is. And
well, that's a three-year-old. That's what he's going to do.
That's absolutely right, Phil. But I think there's some things we can do. And what we have done through our substation in Torrance and our substation out in Pasadena is we have put a couple of the malls on notice that what we would like to see, at least for this Christmas, is for the Santa Clauses that they're employing, the individuals they employ with the Santa Claus beard, that they remove the beard. And that they...
Well, that's a broad departure from the look of Santa Claus.
I'm aware of that, Phil, and I don't think that there's anybody more aware of it. I'm a father of a three-year-old boy who very much does believe in Santa Claus, but I don't see any other way of getting around this. What we are asking the malls to do in the various municipalities and substations that we control is to have the Santas take the beard off. I think the beard represents to a lot of people a Taliban. It represents Osama bin Laden. It's certainly, and let me tell you something, the only gifts that Osama's thrown down a chimney usually take off a few limbs. And I do not want my child identifying Osama bin Laden with Santa Claus.
You guys are asking the malls?
Right now, we're asking.
You're asking the malls to have their Santa Clauses take off the beards.
Right now, we're asking, right. We're giving until Saturday, which we think is a reasonable deadline. We've had two sub-commanders go out to different malls, inform the management there and security there. We want the mall, beards taken off. And we got that's just two calls we're receiving right now where they have gone to the malls.
Your guys are going around the Citizens Auxiliary Police asking the Santa Clauses to take the beards off, which I imagine is going to be left or met, I should say, with some resistance.
Well, that's the thing. You hope that you don't, as a law enforcement officer, you hope you don't ever get resistance. But if we do get resistance, then that's something we're going to have to deal with.
All right, we're talking with Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Your son, your three-year-old son, made the mistake of looking at Osama bin Laden on TV and pointed and said Santa Claus. So you think it's the beard?
We're pretty sure it's the beard, yeah.
So you are having Santa Claus, or at least you're asking malls to have Santa Clauses take the beards off.
For this Christmas only, that's correct.
All right, let's give our phone number out here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Well, first of all, you're not going to get Santa Claus to take the beards off because Santa Claus is the beard.
Well, we know we're going to meet with some resistance, Phil, but my three-year-old boy is, I think, typical of a lot of kids. And if my son thinks that Osama bin Laden looks like Santa Claus, then I got to tell you, Osama bin Laden looks like Santa Claus. And
What if it's only your son, though? You know?
No. I got a three-year-old boy who's a very intelligent boy. The Santa Claus is for this Christmas only. Need to take the beard off so that there is no mistaking Santa Claus for in the mind of a child, Phil. In the mind of a child.
I understand.
In the mind of a child. There's no mistaking Osama bin Laden for Santa Claus, so we will have them take the beards off. Our constables right now are checking the Santas going in and out of the malls to earmark which ones could pose a problem. There are a few that are heavy-set individuals and that kind of thing, but they will take the beard off.
Jay, how are you going to get people, men wearing Santa Claus costumes, to take the beard off if they don't want to take it off?
Well, that's a problem law enforcement faces.
Yeah, but how are you going to do this, okay? You're not a duly constituted police force.
Phil, we are a volunteer police agency. We are empowered to look over the shoulder of police officers.
But you're a volunteer guy, and you have a little police department.
It's not a little police department.
All right, but it's a police agency without any real enforcement power. How are you going to get these guys to take their beards off?
We are going to respectfully ask the malls, get the beards off your Santas. We've got a problem. The kids are misidentifying Santa Claus. They think that he looks a bit like a wanted federal terrorist, a federal felon. Now, we cannot take that chance.
But how are you going to get these guys to take off their Santa Claus beards if they don't want to?
If they resist us, then we are going to have to rock and roll. But I can tell you...
What does that mean, you're going to rock and roll?
It means that we're going to, one way or the other, get the beards off these Santa Claus who are wearing them because we have got a situation where a wanted felon, wanted by the FBI, $25 million price on his head, looks like Santa Claus to a lot of kids.
Well, so far, we've only been able to identify Jay, and with all due respect to you and your family, who I know, and they're nice people, it's only your son who pointed at a TV screen and said that looks like Santa Claus, okay?
My son said it. My son is a three-year-old child. I don't know what it is you're getting at, but...
I'm saying it was just your son. It wasn't any other kid.
I can tell you right now that if my three-year-old son says that Osama bin Laden looks like Santa Claus, then every single three-year-old in the United States of America can possibly make that same mistake. I've got a very typical son. I've got a very healthy... But Sherry, let's look at the bigger picture here. When your child starts singing, "I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus," think about your own wife with her lips wrapped around that rug head. And I can tell you...
Well, look at that.
See, it makes my blood boil.
Okay, well, hold the line here. 1-800-449-8686. Taking the beard off of Santa Claus this Christmas season, because he looks too much like Osama bin Laden. This is what Jay Santos and the other members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, a volunteer police agency, say they're going to do, whether the Santas like it or not. Let's go over to Dan on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello, yeah, Mr. Santos. Hello, Mr.
Go ahead, Dan.
How you doing, buddy? I'm gonna guess that you don't got a dumb kid, okay? I'm gonna give you that. Why don't you just sit your kid down and talk to him? Explain to the kid the difference. Why do we gotta alter our whole image of Santa Claus and Christmas because your little boy you know, his imagination doesn't what he's looking at. Why don't you have a talk?
Because I don't know whether you know it or not, but we're at war against the Taliban. They wear a beard, which is a restrictive and representative of an oppressive way of life. So I'll tell you what we ought to do, Dan. As soon as you, if you got any kids, which somehow I don't think you do, but if you do, or if you did, you'd probably know the dilemma that I'm up against.
Let me go over here to Lee. Lee, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, I have a comment on this gentleman saying that his three-year-old son looks at Santa Claus and thinks of him as Bin Laden. We have been told by our country, by our leader, our president, to live our lives like normal. To disrobe Santa Claus's beard is not living our life like normal.
Well, this man, by the same token, we can't just go into airports with guns, can we? And we can't go into airports with box cutters. We do have to make some changes.
You need to explain to your son that not every man that wears a beard is a terrorist, and we need to keep living our lives like normal.
You know what? That's true, but by the same token, why does he have to wear a beard? See what I'm saying?
Santa Claus has a beard.
And that's Osama bin Laden, too.
But
and if there's any chance at all that our children are making a mistake between Osama bin Laden and Santa Claus, there's nothing wrong with a clean-shaven Santa. I don't think it changes anything. Let me tell you something, ma'am. Santa Claus already came to town. September the 11th, he came to town.
Well, you can't say that. That isn't true. That wasn't Santa coming to town.
Santa Claus came to town. 9/11, he came to town. Came a little early.
That's not true. You are making Santa Claus into Bin Laden, not your son.
My son pointed at the screen and said, Santa Claus, Santa Claus. And I'll tell you something else. And the day that our kids point at that screen and see a picture of Osama and go, Jesus, then what are you going
to
say?
Explain to your son. Do you not communicate with your child?
Of course I do, but he's three. Well, he only understands do-ba-da-da-ba-da-ba-da. That's all he understands.
Well, that's your son.
Okay.
There are a lot of three-year-olds out there that look at Santa Claus and love him and don't consider that he's Bin Laden.
I don't know that you can say that, ma'am, until all of the reports are in.
Maybe you need to take a poll of three-year-olds then.
Okay, thank you for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Sanos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, a controversial decision to try to get the beards off of all the Santas in the malls because his son, at least, looked at the TV one night, saw Osama bin Laden on the TV, and pointed at his picture and said, Santa, Santa. A chilling thought for any parent. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I understand, too.
Jay, you said that, and I'm with Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, said your three-year-old saw Osama bin Laden on TV and said, that's Santa Claus?
He pointed the screen, Phil, and said, Santa, Santa.
And we had somebody say, and I would say the same thing, why don't you just explain the difference between Santa Claus and Osama?
Phil, let me explain something to you, because I don't know if you're the father of a young child. Three-year-olds are too stupid to understand, and I say that with great love in my heart, okay? I'm not saying I love my son very much, but a three-year-old is simply too stupid, just flat stupid, to understand the difference between Osama bin Laden and Santa Claus. There's also something else I want to bring up. I think it's a little scary, but I think we have to bring it up. I think every parent has to point to this possibility, that Osama bin Laden understands that he looks like Santa Claus to a lot of American kids and may somehow be trying to infiltrate the country.
No, wait. Hold on, Jay. That's way over...
Phil, I am telling you it's a possibility that Osama bin Laden understands that he has a resemblance to either Santa Claus or Jesus Christ himself and is trying to infiltrate into the minds of the three-year-old, which is too stupid to understand the difference. Now, the next thing you know... the Sheikh Omar is Mrs. Claus, and the Taliban guys with no legs are the elves, or whatever you want to call it. But we've got a problem, and we've got to deal with a problem to the best of our ability.
Jason, and so you're going to be taking beards off of Santa Clauses, whether they like it or not.
We are asking very respectfully.
You said if they didn't take the beard off, you'd rock and roll.
That's my job, a law enforcement officer, trying to save lives.
Here is Elena on the Phil Henry Show. Elena, go ahead.
Good evening. First of all, with all my respect, Mr.
Sorensen,
I'm a mother, and I have a two-year-old.
You have a what, ma'am?
I have a two-year-old
girl. All right,
girl.
So you understand. They're too stupid to understand the difference between a Santa Claus.
Sir, I'm really sorry that you're talking about your child stupid. My daughter watches the TV, and she's telling me, Mom, this is the President Bush. And she knows who is Santa Claus.
Because he wears a suit.
Please don't interrupt me,
well,
sir.
He wears a
Let
suit.
Me
Santa
finish
Claus
my comment because I have a question.
Does your
for
child
you.
Have a problem? Doesn't understand the difference between Santa Claus and President Bush? Jesus. How
no,
stupid.
Sir, you did not. You did
That's not,
not
what
understand
she's,
because
no, lady
you
didn't say
interrupt
that.
Me.
What'd you say?
I was saying, when my daughter watches the news and when she sees the President Bush, she recognizes him. When my daughter sees the Osama bin Laden, she said this is the bad person because she cannot pronounce the name.
And she's not pointing at President Bush. So
no, she's pointing Osama bin Laden, sir.
All right,
but
sure.
I have a question to you.
How do you know it's Osama bin Laden, ma'am?
Oh, come
because
on.
Because I'm watching the news with her and I'm explaining
well, how
to
do you
her
know
what's happening.
How do you know it isn't one of those tablecloth heads? They all look the same.
No, they don't all look the same.
Sir, I would like to ask you a question, if I
may.
Why does your kid hate Santa Claus, ma'am, is the question we want to ask.
And you didn't say her son hates Santa Claus. Go ahead, Elena.
Okay, because you see...
16345.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
If Mr. Santa's son make a mistake and ask if Jesus is Santa Claus, what he's going to say? To take the icons out of the church?
I'm going to say we got a problem. Yes, ma'am. I mean, if children think that Osama looks like Jesus... We got a problem with Jesus Christ.
We don't?
Maybe we got
or
a
maybe
problem
we
with
do have, Or maybe we have a problem with the parents that they don't have time to sit and talk with their kids.
Well, you, Elena, I would never say that you're a bad parent. I think you're a great parent. That's why I say your kid's too stupid. You're fine. There's nothing wrong with you. But your kid is a clown.
My child is not stupid, sir.
Her child knows the difference between President Bush
and Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
Duh. One of them's got a beard. The other one doesn't. But what about two guys that have a beard? See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, Elena. Bush doesn't
no,
have a beard.
No, sir. No, sir. My daughter goes and she knows on the most who is Santa Claus, and she never said that this is Osama bin Laden or vice versa.
She doesn't say, can I go sit in Osama bin Laden's lap?
No,
well,
sir.
Well, ma'am, you are... You said
I think that you should sit and talk to your son, sir, because I believe that there are so many kids that they know the
well,
difference,
you said that
even
you
though
see,
they're 3 years old.
Your son sees bin Laden and says, bad man. My question is, did you do something to your child to traumatize your child into hating Santa Claus?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Well, no, you
sir.
Said
you know
he pointed
something.
At a
You're
picture
really
of Santa
twisting
Claus.
Something. The only thing
I
would like to
man.
Say...
No, she did not
like...
say that. She said that he pointed at a picture of Santa Claus and said
Thank
he was a
you.
Bad man.
That's what I
Thank
said.
I mean, no. She pointed at...
See, you pointed at a picture of Santa Claus and said he's a bad man. Is
no, sir, you're confusing
no,
yourself.
She pointed at a picture of Santa Claus. I mean, her son pointed at a picture of bin Laden and said he's a bad man.
That's not what you said originally.
I know!
Exactly, this is what I said, sir. Yes, that was exactly what I said.
You're confusing me.
Mr. Henry, if you're that easily confused, and your listeners are that easily confused, I submit,
oh,
sir.
Sir.
I
oh,
submit, sir.
Sir,
that you're confusing the public.
I would like to pray to God that we don't have a lot of people like you over
me?
There.
Me? I'm trying to save lives. I'm trying to save lives, and you're trying to tell me?
Yes.
About little tiny kids saying, look, there goes Jesus Christ down the street, and it's some towel head trying to blow up a building? No, ma'am, no, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Well, good luck to you, sir,
yeah,
with your
right.
3-year-old.
Elena, thank you for your call. Thank you.
Good luck.
1-800-449-8686.
You said, Mr. Henry, that the kid pointed...
I know what I said. I said that the kid pointed at a picture of Santa Claus and said he's a bad man.
Right.
No, he pointed at Osama bin Laden and said that's a picture of a bad man.
Well, which is it, Mr. Henry? You guys in the talk radio...
You know what I said, and you're trying to twist my words around, man. I said the kid saw bin Laden, thought he was a... Wait a minute, her kid... Yeah, her kid said bad man.
And my kid said Santa Claus. And maybe some other kid's going to say Jesus. So in other words, her kid and my kid, we're going on that? What about all the other kids? You want me to go and interview every 3-year-old in America and take our time? And meanwhile, buildings are blowing up, crop dusters are spreading anthrax. Just so I... Hey, excuse me, does that look like a good man or a bad man? Do-boo-good-da-ba-ga-ga-ga. That's all a 3-year-old knows. And for that woman to say that she communicates with her child on some level other than that, I think is false and I think is very dishonest. A 3-year-old child can simply look at you and say, that's all they say. And a lot of it sounds very reminiscent of some of that Arab talk that they use.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Does Santa Claus look like Bin Laden? We'll be back on The Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
Talking about millions of American kids out.
I don't think so. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. With me is Jay Santos. He is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. My understanding, your rank with them is you are a brigadier sub-admiral, correct?
That's correct.
You're a brigadier sub-admiral with the Citizens.
That's correct, Mr. Hendry. We have a command structure that is in place, and it is something that is utilized for us. We don't necessarily need the public to, you know, comment.
All right, well, but let's get back to the, you know, your organization, a volunteer police agency, is going around to malls and telling Santa Clauses to take the beard off.
We are at risk of millions of American children who will make the mistake of seeing Santa Claus and thinking it's Osama bin Laden or seeing Osama bin Laden.
Don't you think that's a little ridiculous? Like someone said, a three-year-old child could be explained to the difference?
Mr. Henry, I'm not trying to be funny, but about the only person a three-year-old child could talk to would be Anne Heche. And I think the two of them understand each other very well. I don't know if you read excerpts from her book or if you've seen her on some of the talk programs, but she is definitely one for the books. And my three-year-old son could communicate very well with Ms. Heche. But beyond that, I don't...
Yeah, you're trying to make some funny jokes here at the expense of a Christmas tradition.
We are not taking Santa Claus away from anyone. We're asking them to take the beard off.
What does Santa Claus look like without a beard? Who is Santa Claus without a beard?
Santa Claus without a beard is Wilford Brimley. He is Marlon Brando. He's a heavy-set man with gray hair. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I certainly don't think with the Taliban and the threat to our nation being what it is, my kid, you want to see your kid point to Osama bin Laden and say, John the Baptist, Jesus Christ, Jerry Garcia, any of these people who are beloved of our society? I don't think so.
Kid's going to point at giant Osama bin Laden and say, Jerry Garcia.
The late Mr. Garcia's estate, I'm sure, would have something to say about it if you think that it's being frivolous, Mr. Henry.
Yes, I do. 1-800-449-8686. Erica, you're on The Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Santos, you're pretty ignorant when you say that you're going to telling the Santas to take off their beards. I'm looking at a picture of my son, 3 years old, not stupid. He's seen a picture of Bin Laden on the TV. He was afraid of him. He went and seen Santa Claus, and he had no problem sitting on his lap.
Before Osama bin Laden.
No, after this year, holiday season.
But before he saw a picture of Osama bin Laden.
No, this was after you seen a picture of bin Laden.
So you actually took your child to see Santa Claus even though you had shown him Osama bin Laden?
No, he's seen it on the news. It's always on. It's coverage all the time.
What is
he
your child?
He has a big old cheesy smile, told Santa what he wanted for Christmas.
So ma'am, if your child is at a point in his life where he thinks Osama bin Laden is a good guy,
no, my son's scared to death of him, but he had no problem with Santa.
He sat in his lap.
He had no problem with Santa.
Yeah, he sat in. You said he's got no problem with Osama bin Laden.
No, he had no.
She didn't put him in bin Laden's lap. She put him in Santa Claus's lap.
That's not what the kid said.
But
she said that she saw the kid.
If you try to take Santa's beard away from Santa and not explain to your child the difference, then your son's going to grow up to be just as ignorant as you are.
You know the Taliban wears beards.
Yes, I know
that.
A lot of other people wear beards. My own grandfather wore a beard.
How come they're shaving their beards off now? How come they're shaving their beards off in Afghanistan?
Because that's their country. That's what's going on over there.
Beard is an evil thing. And I'm saying if a 3-year-old child sees the beard as evil,
my son don't see
to,
the beard as evil.
Her
my
son doesn't
sees
see the beard as
evil. Else as evil.
Your son sees everything else as evil. I say that's
about
pretty
bin
weird.
About Bin Laden, not Santa Claus.
Okay, well.
Don't you think that, I mean, Halloween was taken away from the kids pretty much. Why are you going to do that with Christmas?
I didn't take Halloween away from the children other than to say that Halloween was a pretty good time for terrorist assaults. And
yeah, and in the process,
well,
scared everybody
I
to
mean,
death,
as a
okay?
Parent, I did not let my child.
You talk to your 3-year-old son? Do you talk to your 3-year-old son?
Yeah, I talk to my 3-year-old son, speaks very well for his age.
Large, big words?
Yes, he does. He can talk to me. I can understand him, and he could understand me. Obviously,
and he doesn't say goo goo ga ga and nothing like
no,
that.
No, he doesn't.
Well, okay. Must be one of those freak
kids.
Because
my son, maybe you shelter your son too much.
Is
I
he
don't.
One of those freak kids that's going to go to Oxford when he's like 14?
I hope he can.
Well, see, that's weird.
Sky's limits
big
for him.
Big two-syllable words?
Big two-syllable words.
That's right.
All right, look, at Erica, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Look, at if the kid isn't afraid of Santa Claus, then he's not afraid of Santa Claus, right?
No. But what if the child is? What if the child thinks that Santa and Osama bin Laden somehow are teamed up or and otherwise are operating together? What if the child...
Oh, would you come on, man. If the kid can sit in the guy's lap and not be worried about it...
That could possibly mean he doesn't mind Osama bin Laden. Or maybe they're brothers.
Yeah, or maybe Jesus is their cousin.
I don't know, Phil. What I'm trying to do is move as quickly as we can to avert something that I think is going to be very, very tragic. Very tragic. And that is the attempted assault of mall Santas by these kids who think it's bin Laden. You got a line of kids, you don't think it's that funny.
Attempted assault.
You heard me.
Laura, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Laura, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi there, Mr. Santos. I think you totally underestimate your son. If your son knows who Osama bin Laden is, I think he can differentiate between Santa with a little bit of parental guidance.
Well, no, apparently, ma'am, you don't have any children of your own because this is a common thing that children do. They mistake individuals, thinking one is the other. Millions of kids across this country right now think that Osama bin Laden and Santa Claus look the same.
Well,
and
you,
I
you
think
need
that,
to teach your child that
well, ma'am, I don't need advice from a woman that doesn't have any kids of her own to tell me how to raise my kid. Thank
I
you
have
very
children.
Much. I don't think so. Otherwise, you'd know
I have
that.
Two children.
Oh, really? How old are they?
They're 9. They're twins.
They're 9? They're twins?
Uh-huh.
Where were they born?
In Tampa.
And how many days apart?
How many days
they're
apart?
They're twins.
They were born the same day.
Just checking. Just trying to catch you.
Well, I was there, so...
Let me ask you a question. Do they look the same?
Yes.
Then they are twins.
Yes, that's what she said. They're twins.
They are twins. That's
all right, well, twins, twins look
born
the same.
Same time,
all right,
same
well, twins often look the same.
They
right,
look the same.
Good.
They look the same. Right, okay. Here is Angel on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Angel, hello. Go ahead. Angel, you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm calling because I would like to tell Mr. Santos that he is doing nothing but encouraging children to do racial profiling.
That's exactly correct.
And the reason they have on that beard
That's
is
right.
because it is a part of their Muslim faith. And when he is telling children that a beard represents a terrorist, all that does is encourage racial
well,
profiling.
How come the people in Afghanistan are shaving their beard off? Why are they shaving the beard? Why are they shaving the beard off?
I can tell you, Angel, that the legendary part of history.
They're shaving their beard off in Afghanistan, ma'am, because they don't like the beard in Afghanistan because
that
it represents.
That is perfectly fine. They don't
yeah,
like the beard because they were forced to have
That's
the beard.
Right.
It does not
That's right.
They don't want to look a terrorist.
The beard is something.
They were forced to wear the beard as
well,
a part of their Islamic law, which
so
is called Sharia.
So if the Afghanistanis don't want to wear no beard, how can we make Santa Claus wear one?
With Santa Claus, you just sound totally ignorant.
What's got to do
You're
with Santa Claus? We're making our kids sit
racial profiling, encouraging children to
right.
racial profile. That is so ignorant.
Well, I think if
all
Santa
you're doing is encouraging
I think we
hate
have a right
crime.
To know if
so
Santa
if
Claus is a Muslim.
With a beard, they're going to say, "Oh, that's a terrorist."
Oh, so in other words, we don't have a right to know if Santa Claus is Muslim. Is that it?
I'm sorry. What?
We don't have the right to know if Santa Claus is Muslim.
But you're not even making any sense. You're totally wrong with what you're saying. What I am saying is that you are encouraging children to racial profile over a beard.
I'll tell you, I bet you Mrs.
How stupid is that?
I'll bet you Mrs. Claus makes Santa Claus wear a beard. if you know what I mean.
Oh, you know what? This is, like, totally ignorant. You're making no sense whatsoever. You're jumping from one point to another, and you're not speaking to the facts.
No, I'm talking to the facts.
If you knew anything about Afghanistan, you would know they wear that beard.
Have you ever been to Afghanistan?
Because of Sharia, which is Islamic law.
So now you're saying that Santa believes in Allah.
If they cut it off, that is their choice.
No, they cut it off because they don't want Santa Claus to believe in Allah.
No, I don't think so. You need to learn a little bit more about Islamic law and stuff in Sharia
and
why they grow that fear.
I went on the internet.
Come on the radio and talk, but until then, you need to just shut up and become more educated about the facts.
I went on the internet. I found out all
the
And the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
What? What'd you call me?
Skill and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
So now Santa Claus believes in Allah. Sure.
Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
Hi, this is Phil. I do funny voices on the radio. That was me doing the voice of Jay Santos, and the people who called in thought he was a real guy. 1-800-449-86. I know it seems otherworldly. I know it seems that what you heard couldn't possibly be. No, you thought that was a real guy. No, that was me doing the voice of the guy and the people calling in. They thought that was a real guy that they were talking to. No, we don't have any setup calls. No, we don't have our friends call. No, we don't pay for calls. We just have real people calling, talking to a fake guy. Some of the people that are calling and talking to a fake guy are Mensa members, or so I've been told. Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686. I'm very excited to be able to tell you that this month, a major web event featuring the Phil Hendry Show. It will be the single biggest event of the web season, shall we say. The biggest event on the internet. It'll be happening surrounding the Phil Hendry Show coming up this month. I won't give you any more details other than that. And when we do have the details, well, I do have the details, but I just want to give it another 24 hours here. We want to just nail down a couple of things, and then we will have the announcement to end all announcements concerning the web and the interactive use of the web and our website. So if you don't have your back, and you're going to have a backstage pass to take advantage of this. And what is the backstage pass? It's membership in the Phil Hendry Show website. By going to philhendryshow.com, you pick up a backstage pass that gives you access to all of the archived audio, all of our live audio, all of our classic audio. Every single Phil Hendry bit that we've got is on our website. And it is in the very best audio form. It is in absolutely crystal clear audio, not that scratchy fifth generation stuff you get on some of the other listening posts and some of the other websites where our bits are posted. Our listen live line means that you can listen to our show 24 hours a day, today's show, no matter what the time. You can listen to our 30-day archive, so if you've heard a show that you liked and you want to hear it again, you can go back as far as 30 days to hear that show. And then we also have our audio archives, and in there are our long-form bits, short-form bits, and just other little things, things that have only appeared on the website, quite frankly, and haven't actually been on our on the air, as a matter of fact. So all of that is available. Plus, we have a brand new search engine. You can get wave drops, stuff like that, on the Phil Hendry Show website. So dial up philhendryshow.com, philhendrie.com, and get your Phil Hendry Show backstage pass. It's only $6.95 a month. Today's poll, best Arab-style deal. Aladdin, I Dream of Genie, Lawrence of Arabia, Sinbad the Sailor, Lion in the Desert, or The Mummy? What's your favorite Arab deal? Genie? Mine was The Mummy. Let's see what we got. Yep, Genie, 52%, followed by 16% The Mummy, 14% Lawrence of Arabia, and Aladdin, 10%. I don't know how to title that. It's just best Arab kind of a thing. Because there was a time when we enjoyed Arab stuff. Now it just sucks. All of it. Just sucks. And let's talk a little bit about this racial profiling. Can we? Can we discuss this for a minute? When you're trying to identify a suspect, don't you have to go according to certain physical as well as motivational and psychological aspects of the individual? Isn't this normal? Right now, the United States government wants to talk to men of Arab descent between the ages of 18 and 33 who've been in this country less than 2 years and hail from a country identified as one sponsoring terrorism. But doesn't that narrow things down a little bit? That doesn't mean Arab American. That doesn't mean, for instance, an Arab from Saudi Arabia, although it probably ought to, because I don't see where those guys get a pass, but apparently they do. It means a guy who's 18 to 33 years of age, who's an Arab, who is of Arab descent, who it came to the United States within the last 2 years. Oh, yeah, wait a minute. And I missed out on another thing. With a student visa, and comes from a country known to sponsor terrorism. Now, that's not a very broad, that's not a big net they're throwing out there. That's a fairly refined set of criteria, I think. So they're using that to talk to these guys to find out, well, what are you doing here? Oh, you're profiling. Profiling? Are you nuts? We had some guys fly some planes into a building. Well, don't you think we even have a right to ask you a couple of questions? No, you're profiling me, and you can all go just pound sand. Oh, thanks a lot. I guess you really love being in America, huh? Yes, I really do. You like it here? Yeah, I do. Would you mind very much if we protected another building from being blown up and 4,000 more people going up in smoke? Well, yeah, if it means that I'm going to get hassled. Oh, okay. Well, I hope you're not in the next one that goes up, man. I hope you ain't sitting in there, man, having yourself a cup of coffee and a Danish. Next time, you know, some cat flies a plane into a building around here, I hope you ain't on the ground floor. How many guys are there in this country right now between the ages of 18 and 33 who come from countries known to sponsor terrorism that are on student visas and have been here less than 2 years? Chris goes, probably about 200 million out of the 260 million that we have here. All right, well, then let's narrow it down some more. No, it can't be that many. 50,000 tops. That's not a horrible profiling of innocent minorities. That's a police tactic. You take a look at who a likely suspect is, given the scenario, and you check them out. Last time I looked, a young man under the age of 25 is charged more for his car insurance, no matter what his driving record. You don't call that profiling? I guess a guy walking down the street with a bedsheet on and a burning cross, you shouldn't profile that cat to maybe, you know, like, I don't know, be dragging some guy behind his truck, should you? No, I won't. Well, wait a second. You got a hood on and you got a... what difference does that make? There's a lot of guys with hoods on and burned crosses. You didn't drag a guy behind your truck. You have no right to ask me that. You're profiling me. Oh, give me a break. I guess we got to wait not only 2 years, student visa, come from a country known to sponsor terrorism, between the ages of 18 and 33, and they got a hazmat license to drive hazardous materials across the country. Maybe we ought to wait until they get that. I got it. Why don't we do this? All guys from countries that sponsor terrorism that are between the ages of 18 and 33 and are here from on a student visa and have a pilot's license and a license to drive hazardous material. How about that? And happen to have one-way tickets going to San Francisco from New York tomorrow. Will that make people happy? And as far as what's going on in Israel right now, does this underline what I've been telling you guys for the last 3 months? The sooner we get out of that part of the world, the better. Look at them. Now they're saying, why doesn't America get involved? Why don't you get involved in what? Why don't you people just kill each other and leave us alone? Man, the sooner we start pumping that juice out of the ground in Alaska, the better. And I'm telling you, the sooner, the better. Let's start pulling that stuff out of the ground in Alaska. Let's start buying a little from the Canadians. They ain't using it. What are they using it for? To juice up those Zamboni machines? Give me a break. Get some from the Russians. Anything but that Arab oil. Then we park a carrier off the coast of Israel. They need a couple of jet fighters. We send it on in there. The rest of that place can go to up in smoke as far as I'm concerned. That is a part of the world that is so lacking in any moral... There is not one moral leader in the Middle East, in the Arab world. Not one. There's not one that wouldn't have a police record anywhere else in the world. There ain't one guy running an Arab country down there that wouldn't be a wanted felon in any other part of the world right now. So if you're Syrian and you're 18 to 33 years of age and you have a student visa and you've been here less than 2 years and you've got a license to fly 757s and you got a one-way ticket on your way to Japan starting tomorrow morning, but only at 8 o'clock, not after, not before, well, then we'd like to talk to you if you wouldn't mind. But, of course, if it interrupts your morning prayers, I don't want to bug you.